This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The budget deal was announced, leading to some hope that congressional deadlocks will be eased. Deficit reduction is being paid for by increased airport fees, higher contributions by federal workers for their pensions, slower application of COLA for military personnel, and private companies paying more for pension guarantees. Ukraine security forces are attacking protesters to break demonstrations there. Early reports on results of massive open online courses, MOOCs, indicate serious failures, with only 50% of enrollees watching even one lecture, and only 4% finishing the course with 80% already having degrees. The Volcker Rule finally was approved. The backstory credits work by Volcker himself, President Obama, and especially new Treasury Secretary Liu for finally setting a deadline and getting it done. Efforts to protect Philippines women from rape and sexual violence in the wake of the typhoon generated $30 million in pledges from donor countries, but only $3 million has been received. Uruguay has moved to allow cultivation and sale of marijuana in that country. Former Congressman Melvin Watt has finally been approved to run the Federal Housing Finance Agency after the change in filibuster rules. Still no agreement on a farm bill and its efforts to strip 5 million people from food stamps. The state of Iowa has received partial approval from the feds to expand Medicaid access to 150,000 of the poor in that state. Approval was denied to the charge something to any family making less than 100% of the federal poverty level. Iowa proposed people making 50% of the poverty level have to pay some. Arizona discovered 6,554 cases of child abuse were not investigated, leading to Governor Brewer creating a committee to review the agency. Obama's approval rating has gone back up to 42%, with 50% disapproving. A congressional study found that 32 federal contractors were among leading companies incurring back pay for wages violations between 2007 and 2012. 49 federal contractors had 1,776 violations, citations paying $196 million in fines while receiving $81 billion in contracts. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.